So we got Amber Rose, Black Chyna.
Oh my Christina God. No, I was not recording.
You're lying. Hey guys, welcome to the first installment of our mini midweek with the Misunderstood Girls. So we're going to be popping in every midweek with a special guest via Zoom because you know COVID. So this is our first week doing this. My name is Genesis, if you don't know that already. This is my sister Latanya, and that over there is my brother, is my older brother Malik. This is our special guest today, and what we're gonna do today is play a very friendly game of smash, marry, kill.
Very friendly.
Age appropriate. very much Christian.
Very much Christian.
So speaking about Christian, the first category we're going to have is baby mama drama. With our starring ladies, Amber Rose, Black Chyna, and Christina Milian.
Ooh, yeah.
Christina Milian in the midst of Black Chyna. And
I have no idea how she made this list. I don't know who made this list.
You know why? Because she got a baby with Lil Wayne. That just brought her value
but
down
a lot. That's like one. It's so many other. You could even say Nidia. Like, it's so many other people who would have been a better.
Christina Milian got a baby with Lil Wayne. I thought she had a baby with The Dream.
No, she don't. I'm sorry. Malik, Latanya's right. She never had a baby by Lil Wayne. But she did smashed.
Yeah, she did date him.
She let that troll smash.
Lauren London got a baby by.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and they both look alike.
Yes.
Well, you don't even know.
They do look alike.
It's weird how she would be thrown in with Black Chyna and what's that girl named Amber Rose. They really could have threw Kylie Jenner in there before her.
No, that's what I was saying.
Christina Kylie Jenner.
She a baby mama. What you mean?
She's a billionaire. She the easiest person to marry.
Huh?
She the easiest one to marry. She a millionaire.
I'm just saying they could have kept the Kardashian Jenner and threw her in there. Because, you know, Black Chyna, she with it. And what's the name used to date Kanye West? I'm just saying they could have kept it in the same circle of people. Yeah, this is, I don't even know. Okay, y'all go first because I don't even know. Black Chyna.
I would say, I would marry Christina Milian. To me, she's, I think all these women are pretty. You know what? These are all attractive women. I would marry Christina Milian. I feel like she the most, like, you know, down to earth, you know, not as crazy. And I don't know, but I don't know her personally, but not as, like, crazy as the bunch. So I would definitely marry Christina Milian. And she's pretty. She looks good. And I would smash Amber Rose because, like, she just seemed like she's good at what she does over in that area. She had a tattoo of her kid's name on her forehead. Amber Rose is nasty. I just, like, automatically assume that. And then Black Chyna, I would just have to kill her. It's just a no thank you for me on that. I'm good.
For every reason that you just said, Genesis, I agree with everything you just said. You know, I mean, you know, Christina, all of these are beautiful Black women, all of them. Christina Milian is the most beautiful to me.
Right.
Amber Rose seemed like the biggest freak to me. So, marry Christina, smash Amber, Black Chyna, have another. I actually appreciate Black Chyna. And I wish I could keep her on as a business consultant. Because I love how she Kardashian the Kardashians.
She did.
I love how she did to them what they do to all these other Black men. So I appreciate her contributions for the culture. But just in this scenario, she got to go.
And her mama is so funny. I love Tokyo Thunder.
Tokyo is crazy.
It's the funniest ratchet mama in Black culture to me. But I guess I would have to agree with both of y'all too. I would marry Christina Milian because think about it. She is not just a beauty. She is talented. She's an actress and she sung all J-Lo vocals for real, low key.
For real.
And I just think she's so unproblematic. So I would wipe her
yes.
Amber Rose. Yeah, I would definitely smash Amber Rose, and I like Blac Chyna too, though. Don't get it twisted. I like Blac Chyna, but
I think Blac Chyna just got the she got the butt it is, but
yeah, she's just in the wrong
there's
group.
There's no shade against Blac Chyna. I think everybody likes Blac Chyna.
Right.
Alrighty. they said Christina. They giving them little names in the comments. It just says Amber Rose, regular Blac Chyna, and it says parentheses Tiger's baby mama, and then Christina Dip It Low Million. Wow. Okay, last
song called Dip It Low.
Right. Okay. So this one is called Kardashian Chaos. So we have Kim, Kourtney, or Khloe Kardashian.
Hold on, Kim, Khloe, or Kourtney?
Mm-hmm.
That's easy for me.
It's super easy. For me.
I would marry Kourtney. I would smash Kim, and Khloe can die.
Oh, I was saying it like a little bit with the reverse of yours.
Oh, okay.
I would marry Kim. Kim is just, she just has the most money. But Kourtney would definitely be my side chick. Because Kourtney would definitely be, you know, the smash, because Kim seemed like she would just be a lot, you know, all the time.
Right.
And Kourtney would be chill. And Khloe just doesn't do it for me personally. I don't, it's, like, she's entertaining, but, like, she just doesn't do it for me personally.
I don't like none of the Kardashians, but I definitely don't like Khloe Kardashian. So, I smash Kim. I try to get that head and that bread and leave. And Kourtney is just really beautiful to me. I think Kourtney is just more natural and cute.
Right.
And I would just marry her for that reason.
She's very beautiful.
I would rather her just be a regular white girl. Just give me a regular white girl. I don't want the black white girl. Give me the regular white girl. I'm going to marry them. Malik?
Y'all know I don't really know much about the Kardashians for real like that. But from what I know, I couldn't pick Kourtney out of a paper bag. If you put four white girls in front of me, I would not know who she was at all. So I'm going to smash her. Because I'm scared if I smash Kim, you know, one of the parts going to fall off. And I ain't trying to be liable. I don't know if her insurance is covering all that stuff. So but I'm going to marry Kim, though, because she got that good check. So I'm going to marry Kim. Obviously, y'all can tell I'm low-key a gold digger. I'm going to marry him. I'm always going to marry who got the most money or who's the obvious finest out of them. I don't know who the finest out of these people.
Yeah. But we know what Kim can do in the bedroom, too.
And that's why I'm not smashing her. Because, I mean, I'm safe, so I haven't seen it. But I've heard about the weak sex tape with her and Ray J, and she wasn't doing much. But that's what I heard. I heard she was
right, like, doing on the tape.
So,
right.
Yeah, I don't want to Chloe is just it Chloe's like my size. That's like a fight. I don't want to know. No, ain't she like 6 foot tall?
No, she's not.
She's like a whole fight.
She is not 6 foot. She tall though.
Yeah, I also think Khloe is the most problematic. All of them are problematic, honestly. Except for probably Kourtney.
I'm not about to fight that woman.
No, we're not. Khloe Kardashian. Oh my God.
You don't have to fight her, though. You
don't. That's what sex with somebody your size be like. A fight.
Oh my God.
So who you got next?
We can do Smash Mary Kill with my Tinder matches.
Oh my God.
I am just.
I'm thinking something for y'all. I'm gonna think of some guys for y'all since y'all have never do nothing with guys.
Okay.
Would you smash, marry, kill?
You said this like you had the people already. Like you've been thinking about.
I really didn't have nobody in mind. Okay. I just thought of something. Okay. What about Will Smith.
Yes.
Idris Elba. Boris Kodjo.
Marry Will Smith, smash Idris Elba, and whoever you just said last is dead.
be dead to me. No, I'm just playing.
Switch. No. Set. Because I was going to say entanglement, but no. If I can marry Will Smith and not be in entanglement, I would do that.
I'm completely with Genesis. I am definitely wifing Will Smith up.
Because what? I would be entangled to Will Smith, and I would say nothing for my whole life. Never. And I would be happy on the trips.
He's getting finer and finer and richer and richer.
Ooh. It's not even just the money, right? Is he fine? He looks good.
Definitely.
Idris Elba fine too, but I ain't trying to marry him.
I would just smash Idris only because
wasn't he dating K. Michelle that one time?
That's what I'm saying. As fine as Idris is, he'd be low key like problematic a little bit. And I don't got time for all that. I'm just trying to just get that head, get that bread, and leave.
Remember
when Idris Elba put that shirt on and he got dragged on Juneteenth? This man said, it was like, don't take my life. And then it said, take my culture, take my this, take my dad, take my dad. And it was like, take all of that. Yeah, it was like, take my culture, take my music, take my art, but don't take my life. And people was like, Idris, bruv. Because, you know, he got the accent. They was like, bruv, the shirt is stupid. Take it off. Like, we don't want them to kill us, but we also don't want them to appropriate our culture either.
He was like, no.
Maybe he was saying, dang, give me something. Give us something. Y'all gonna take all this stuff. I'm trying to make it sound good for him. I don't know.
That wasn't the right shirt to wear.
You couldn't tell him when he first posted that shirt that he was like, whoa.
He was doing something for the culture.
So what about growth?
It was like, take everything, but don't kill me. And it's like, they've been doing that, and they've been killing us, so take the shirt off.
Read the room, Idris.
Start over again. And then when he had COVID, he was all in the camera coughing. I was like, Idris, boy. But I was still smashing.
What's the dude named that play Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, I got one for y'all.
Okay.
This is white dudes. Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Boom, this is easy. I would marry Leonardo DiCaprio because that is my baby. I've loved him since Basketball Diaries when he was in the bathroom sucking. I'm going to edit that out. He was in the bathroom giving oral for drugs, and I have loved him. Like, I love Leonardo DiCaprio for real. That wasn't y'all movie? They didn't make y'all watch it in high school?
Or giving it.
I think he got it. I can't remember very well. He got paid for it, though. He got the head, and he got the bread, and he got some drugs, and he left. But that's not the point. I love Leonardo DiCaprio, like, for real, for real. Like, I really love him. So I would marry him, and I would smash Chris Hemsworth. Honestly, nobody else on this list matters as long as I get to marry Leo. I don't care about anybody else.
You said Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is not even cute. No, he is. He not no more, though.
You know Brad Pitt went back when you thought he was cute.
Brad Pitt don't.
It was like a 5-year gap when Brad Pitt was cute.
He's not even. Tom Cruise. Him and Tom Cruise are like on the same. They like. But Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise just always kind of pit against each other. I am going to smash Thor, marry Leonardo DiCaprio because he is. I've been up on him since Titanic when he was Jack. He was so fine. He is so sexy. Remember when Rihanna was dating him? And then Brad Pitt.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Who wouldn't?
Because what?
And
I just didn't know that.
I like Brad Pitt. I think he's a handsome white man, but nah, he can go.
Okay, I got one for y'all. Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Samuel L. Jackson. And Forest Whitaker.
You really trying it?
No, not Forest Whitaker. Lawrence Fishburne.
What's your sugar daddy's
Right, is this Sugar Daddy Addiction? Okay.
Yeah, this is your Sugar Daddy Addiction.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Samuel L. Jackson.
And
Morgan Freeman.
I think I am going to... I'm definitely going to smash Ike from Tina Turner. He was low-key.
Wait a minute, now, for real, don't you, Natalya? You know, that's a felony what he was doing to Tina.
No, I know.
She didn't bring up any other role he did. I would smash Ike, the woman
he was serious. He was Morpheus. He was the little coach helping Akilah in the Beast spell. No, I want Ike. Beat me.
The woman beat her.
You know what
he
else?
He
was sexy as Ike, though. But you know what else? He was sexy in Boys in the Hood, too. He was younger.
He was.
I'm a smash Lawrence Fishburne. I'm a marry Samuel L. Jackson because he got that long bread and he got that long. He just is a legend to me and a goat.
He's been in every movie that's ever been made. Exactly. Every movie.
He can go even though he cool, but he can go.
not he cool, he can go. Probably marry Morgan Freeman. I love Morgan Freeman. And I would have to just smash Sam because Sam is the GOAT. I wouldn't pass up that opportunity. And honestly, Lawrence Fishburne, I'll have to dead him. He could be somewhere in a matrix. I mean, he'll be all right. Okay, so, all right, y'all. So, this was pretty cool, nice, light, airy, you know, everything you need in your life. So, before we go, I just want to give a shout out to our special guest for today, which was Malik. Y'all, let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you so much for being.
Thank y'all for having me. I mean, I ain't really that busy, but you know.
We gotta just say we're busy. You know, being an adult, you better always gotta say you're busy.
Because we always be busy. Because when I'm off work, I don't be doing nothing. But when I be
working, somebody call you like, what you doing? Oh, nothing. I'm busy. But what you need? I gotta check my schedule real quick. Like, are you turning down the TV? Yeah, so Malik, if you want to take this time to, you know, say your plug-in, your social medias, like, of any kind, you can.
I just want to plug in the fact that I look extremely handsome from this angle. I should have done a whole video like this. Okay. I think I look extremely handsome like this.
So thank y'all again for watching us on our mini midweek with Misunderstood podcast. And if you like it, give it a big thumbs up. If y'all have some topics that y'all want us to talk about, put them in the comment section below. Like and share this video. I think we might be adding this to our YouTube page. If we don't, I'm gonna edit that part out. And if y'all want to hit us up personally, you know, I'm still single or whatever, so you know,
next.
I look better than this.
Positions.
What? Huh?
Hmm?
What'd you say?
I said next topic, favorite sexual positions.
Oh, you nasty. All right. Okay, guys.
We love y'all. And we'll be back. Not only will you get your Misunderstood Mondays, but we'll be back next week on Zoom.
Sometime.
At some point.
And that's how period.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I'm trying. You hear LJ clapping.
Bye, y'all.